another episode of Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoy of the Dominion in Christ International, DICI. On this platform, get set for an encounter with God's Word. Expect an impartation and empowerment of the total man by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are created by God to live in dominion and victory all the days of your life. As you listen and believe, your situation will change in Jesus' name. And here now is Dr. Joseph.
I bring the word of God to you today, titled, Christ's Power Over Crisis. Christ's Power Over Crisis. My text is taken from Jeremiah chapter 20. And I read verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 11. But the Lord is with me as a mighty terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. The Lord Jesus Christ is with me as a mighty terrible one. Life is full of crisis. Life, we have chaos and confusion. But the only solace we have is in Jesus. And Christ Jesus told us there through Jeremiah. And he said, the Lord is with me as a mighty terrible one. The Lord is with you as a mighty terrible one. Even during the time of crisis, during the time of chaos and confusion, the Lord is with us. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with me as a mighty terrible one. Therefore, the crisis cannot overcome you. Enemies and persecutors shall stumble in the name of Jesus. Victory is sure. If you open your Bible with me to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, I read from verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power is given unto Christ. Jesus has got all power. Satan has no power. Satan is an imitator. Satan is weakened. The Bible says, Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. He conquered him, having spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show of them, openly triumphing over them in it. And we are completing him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. He says, all power, all. It means none is remaining. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and preach and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, look at it again. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Christ has got all the power. Christ has got all the authority. Christ has got everything. The only condition, obey the word of God. He said, go ye and teach all nations. Go ye and evangelize them. Disciple them into the kingdom. Bring souls to the kingdom. Tell them about Jesus so that they can come to the kingdom. He says, I am with you always. Always is with you, even unto the end of the world. For you to understand Christ's power over crisis, and for you to understand the dominating force of Jesus, let me read to you from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I want to use the analogy, the story of Jehoshaphat, to explain the power of Christ over crisis unto you. Jehoshaphat was a king, and at this time there was war against Jehoshaphat and his people, and the people came against him in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I read verse 1. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, understand, Moab and Ammon, they were the grandchildren or the children of Lot. Lot was brought up by Abraham. And you can see now, Ammon and Moab, the children or grandchildren of Lot, are the one now attacking the children of Abraham, attacking the sons of God. The Bible says a man's enemy are they of his own household. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. They came to fight against Jehoshaphat. And at this particular time, Jehoshaphat knew what nothing to do. He couldn't do anything because the battle was overwhelming against him. What did he do? Jehoshaphat cried unto God. He sought the face of God, and God answered him, and God intervened in a new way that had never happened before. What did he do there? If you read there in verse 2 of that 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 2,
Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Jedi. Verse 3. And Jehoshaphat feared. When you look at the situation confronting you, I believe you are afraid. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. He set himself to seek the Lord. He set himself to seek the Lord. What do you learn there? Number one, anytime that we have confusion, whenever you have crisis in your life, there are four things you need to do from this second chronicle, because often we'll not be able to read everything. But there are four things you must understand as we relate it to our Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, anytime crisis occur in your life, anytime situation come in your life that is beyond your control, one, resolve to trust God completely in prayer. Resolve to trust God completely in prayer. Second Chronicles 20 verses 3 to 12. Jehoshaphat sought the face of God in prayer. Prayer is the greatest weapon we have as God's children. It is a powerful key that gives us victory against every oppression. When you can pray, and if you can pray, you can dominate your world. By the grace of God, it is written by a man of God. He says, more things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. If you can pray, you can dominate. If you can pray, you can rule. If you can pray, you can reign. If you can pray, you can accomplish the impossible. You can overcome the mountain in the name of Jesus. Jehoshaphat inquired of the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout the land. He fasted. If you can couple your prayer with fasting, things can change. And the Bible says in that second Chronicles chapter 20, verses 3 to 5, when he prayed, the Bible says, Jehoshaphat said, power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. No one can withstand God. If you can seek the face of God, your problem cannot withstand God. That sickness cannot withstand God. That disease cannot withstand God. That problem cannot stand the power of God. That satanic power cannot withstand God. If you can pray, things will change. In the name of Jesus, it depended completely on the strength of God. He put his confidence in God, and God allowed that situation to manifest his power against the enemy. I don't know what you are going through today, but if you can pray like Jehoshaphat, if you can set your face to seek the Lord with fasting, God will change your situation in the name of Jesus. Number two, if you read that second Chronicles chapter 20, verses 14 and 15, when he prayed, he sought the face of God. What happened? Number two, receive a specific word for your situation. Receive a specific word for your situation. Whenever situation comes, receive a word for your situation. Verses 14 and 15 tells us that the prophet Jahaziel, under the anointing of God's spirit, began to prophesy over the situation. What did he say? He said, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. Stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord today. He encouraged the people to take up their battle position and to face the enemy without fear. How true it is for you to stand with Jesus. God has not created a man he cannot kill. God has not created a situation he cannot change. God has not created a mountain he cannot move. God has power to do anything. If you can trust him, receive specific word from God when you face your challenge. For every challenge, there is a word from God. For every overwhelming heart, there is a word from God. If you can receive the word, listen, ask God, God, what should I do now? God will give you direction. As he gives you direction, you move on. Everything will work out. What God tells you, though, may be contrary or against your expectation, but obey the voice of God, and it will shock you with wonders. In the name of Jesus, he gave him an instruction. He said, they should not be afraid. I'm telling you today, Jesus asked me to tell you, fear not. In that your situation, fear not. Because our God is able to do all things in the name of Jesus Christ. As you ask him, he will guide you. He will direct you in the name of Jesus. If you look at that 2 Chronicles chapter 20, You read verse 15. That gives us the third thing you must do. Number three, realize the battle is the Lord's. Realize the battle is the Lord's. And he said, "Hearken, ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's." The battle is of the Lord. You don't need to fight. You need to trust in the Lord. And in verse 17, it says, you will not have to fight in this battle. Take your position. Stand firm. See the deliverance that the Lord will give to you today. And I come today to tell you, God wants to give you deliverance today. God asked me to tell you, that battle you are going through is not yours, but God's. That situation you are going through is not yours, but God's. If you can trust the Lord, he's going to show up on your behalf. If you are battling overwhelming us today, realize that the Lord is fighting for you and that the banner of Jehovah Nissi is always over you, is covering you. He will deliver you. He will liberate you in the name of Jesus. Christ is the same. Christ has the power. Power to save. Christ has the power. Power to deliver. Christ has the power. Power to liberate. Christ has the power. Power to change your situation. He can change everything in a twinkling of an eye. He is God. Nobody can control him. When he says yes, nobody can say no. So understand, when you are facing odds in life, you are facing crisis today, or you are afraid looking at what is happening in the world, understand something. Number one, resolve to trust God in prayer. Prayer changes things. If you can pray, you will dominate. Number two, receive as you pray. Receive a specific word for the situation you are in. Ask God. He will speak to you. Do not be afraid to ask him. He will guide you on what to do. Number three, realize that the battle is not yours, but God's. And God has never lost any battle. He will fight for you in Jesus' name. Number four, reflect on God's unfailing power and God's unfailing love. Reflect on his unfailing power. You have gone through such problem before he helped you. Many people have gone through that problem before God helped them. He will help you if you can praise him and trust him. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 20, verse 21, Jehoshaphat, if you read from verse 18 downward, Jehoshaphat appointed singers to sing and to praise the name of the Lord. Praise God in your situation. Praise God in your crisis. It will turn things around. If you can worship him, miracles will happen. He appointed singers. He appointed singers to sing to the Lord and to praise his name, to spread the splendor of his holiness. And as they were praising, God arose in power and set ambushment against the enemy, and they destroyed each other. When you praise the Lord, God will rise on your behalf. When you praise the Lord and worship him in that situation, God will turn the situation around for you in the name of Jesus. As they were singing, as they were reflecting on his unfailing love, the Lord brought disarray and confusion to the enemy's camp. The enemy's army began to annihilate each other, and an amazing victory unfolded. As you stand against overwhelming situation in your life today, I want to challenge you to trust the Lord. The Lord is going to come to your rescue. The Lord is going to fight your battle for you. They told you that that sickness is incurable. My Jesus can cure that sickness. If you can trust him, things will change in the name of Jesus. He will give you victory. He will give you victory if you can depend on him. But for victory to come, Christ needs to enter your life. He says, I am with you always. He said, the Lord is with you. He's with you if you live to the glory of his name. If you are living in sin, Christ is not with you. If you are living in sin, you've sent him away from you. If you can repent now, you turn away from your sin, you turn away from your unrighteousness, you give your heart to him, he will change your life. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, including you, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Christ came to save you. If you can confess your sin today, 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will cleanse you now. He will change you. He will take over your battle. He will possess your life, and you accomplish the impossible in the name of Jesus. Are you there as a sinner? Bow down your head now as we pray. You need Jesus. If you receive him, he will be with you. He will change your story. He will change your situation. Talk to the Lord now. Are you living in sin? Confess your sin to him. Ask him to forgive you now. Ask him to cleanse you through his blood. talk to God now. Are you there? You're a backslider. You left Jesus. You are in the world. You are an hypocrite. Tell the Lord to forgive you. Come back to Him today. Today is what you have. Tomorrow does not belong to you. Tomorrow may be too late for you. The Bible says it's appointed unto man wants to die. After death, judgment. Judgment is coming, my friend. Repent today so that you can escape the judgment. Come to Jesus. He will defend you. He will fight for you. He will work wonders in your life. And He will make you a testimony in the name of Jesus. Talk to God now. Talk to Him now to cleanse you, to change you. He will. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Change my life. Forgive me of my sin. Transform me, Lord. Give me grace and power to live to pleasing you. I believe you are in me. Satan, get out of my life. I believe it is done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now that Christ is your Lord and Savior, you can call on Him now. He's going to answer and He will do mighty things in your life. He said, call unto me and I will answer thee and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He delivered Jehoshaphat. He can deliver you today. As you go to the Lord in prayer, He will answer you by fire in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer. Say, by fire, by thunder, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, intervene for me. Fight my cause now, in the name of Jesus. Fight my battles now, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, fight my battles now, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, intervene for me now, in the name of Jesus. Say, any man, any woman that has entered into demonic house in order to destroy me, suddenly scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Any man, any woman that has entered into any demonic house in order to destroy me, suddenly scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer. Say, any sin in my life that is calling for vengeance over my life, oh Lord, deliver me in your mercy now in the name of Jesus. Any sin in my life, sin of my fathers, that is calling for vengeance on me, oh Lord, deliver me in your mercy now in the name of Jesus. Deliver me in your mercy now in the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord God, in your power, in your mind, fight my battle before the end of today, in the name of Jesus. Fight my battle before the end of today, in the name of Jesus. Say, whoever create battle against my life, carry your battle and expire, in the name of Jesus. Carry your battle and expire, in the name of Jesus. Say, any power assigned to keep me in sickness, die, in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer. Say, powers announcing my death while I'm still alive, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, make me an evidence of signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Make me an evidence of signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Say, my glory arise and shine by fire in the name of Jesus. Say, favor of God, overwhelm me now. Envelop me now in the name of Jesus. Say, where I've been rejected, oh Lord, announce your favor upon my life. Make me acceptable again in the name of Jesus. I thank you because it is done. Say, oh Lord, as I go into this new week, make this new week my week of joy, my week of accomplishment in the name of Jesus. Thank you because it is done. I believe you have answered me. I will live to make you happy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you because you say you are with us always, even unto the end of the world. And I know you are with us in the name of Jesus. Let your presence, let your power go with us this week. Let your presence, let your power be with us for the rest of our lives and make us a mysterious wonder in the name of Jesus. We thank you because it is done. We are covered in the blood of Jesus. We decree that this week we shall have testimonies. And this week we shall live to your glory and bring souls to your kingdom. Thank you because you have answered, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for hearing this word. Share it with others. And as you do that, Deliver the message of Christ to your friends. Bring souls to the kingdom. As we announce Jesus to the world, Jesus will announce you to God. God will announce you to the world, and the world will do you good. As you do this, the blessings of God will not depart from your life. Thank you. God bless you all. I'm just in Christ, Dr. Joseph Parakoye. It is well with you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoy of the Dominion in Christ International in the Kingdom of Eswatini, Southern Africa. We believe you have been greatly blessed by this message and on your way to dominion and victory in life. For prayer, counseling, and more information, or you are led to partner with us and keep this regular broadcast on air, please kindly reach us on +268 763 528 45, +268 763 528 45, or by email info@citrac.org, or via WhatsApp on +27 7192 12413. Stay in the loving grips of Jesus till we come your way again on this same platform. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.